is supposed to be meditation. Huh? But never mind. We will do a little bit of reporting before Joyce go. Huh? Because she leave at 3. Huh? Then after 3 o'clock, or before 3, 2:30, you all can meditate for 1 hour. Huh? Okay. Since you have your meditation just now, about 40 minutes, I think. Huh? So anybody got anything to report or ask? Yes. She want to go already. Okay.
Can I just say a few words, sir?
Okay. Allow her to say before she goes off. Okay. Yeah, very good, very good. This is for her pre-closing ceremony. Oh, Brother Tay just now missed out. Now my after we take one photo with you. Joyce can start.
This retreat actually, even though I have already put in my name initially for this retreat, but because I was also very busy for this year, and actually I just got back from Anandagiri 1 week ago before the retreat. So actually my husband didn't hear me rightly. He thought I'm only coming to Cameron Highland for 2 nights only. Yeah, so when I told him I'm going from, I'm only coming back on 26th, he said, "You told me, man? No, I thought you're only going 1-2 days, you come back already, ma." I said, "No, I told you 26th, ma." He said, "No, la." So we were like, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. But finally, I still get to come, okay. Yeah, I'm coming to that. And after the sharing, since the first day to the fifth day, something in me told me that I have to stay back for the next 2 days at least. And I think Brother Till did mention something about me sharing with him how I actually text my husband. Actually, for my husband, I know no matter how I text it, he will still agree. And he has always been very supportive of my spiritual journey. Having known me to be quite a drinker and quite a smoker during my heydays. So this is something that I'm quite sure he's very happy, and so am I, to be in this path. I actually have 3 segmented life, like what Brother Till says, dependent on origination. Yeah. So now I'm trying to I try to apply the Dharma in things that I can apply with practicality, of course. My first segment of my life is definitely my Dharma life. My second segment of my life is my family. And my third segment of my life will be my Dharma friends and my gym friends and some of the very old friends that I have who has been very supportive of me during my ups and downs in my 59 years of my life. And definitely not forgetting my parents as well. Actually, I came into the Dharma with the help of Mimi, my guru friend who has been chasing after me for 20 years to come to a Dharma class. I'm giving this briefly because some of them don't really know me. And I want to say this so that to share with you that how wonderful a Dharma can be when you actually cultivate it well. And obviously it has to be the right path. And these 5 days, there are a lot of reflections. I won't dwell in that, but it's definitely very beneficial to me, especially in my organizing of retreats, how I should go about it and, mindfully, and how I should try to benefit the Buddhist community or anyone for the matter. And I think by organizing any Buddhist retreat, it is definitely very helpful to a lot of people, especially the people who are new. And my reward is very simple. I must say, when I first came and organized, I have a little tinge of greed. Yeah, it's talking about merits and merits and merits. But I finally realized that the merits comes in the form of the smile from the face of the people who come for the retreat and who come and tell me personally and thank me. I think that is really good enough for me, honestly. And it's the sincere smile in their face and the gradient in their face, that will be my reward, basically. So, on that note, I also like to ask for forgiveness if I have in any way offended anyone unknowingly or knowingly in this retreat. One of my teachers told me, and sometimes relative in the midst of conversation having lunch with him, he says that, can you please forgive me? But if you don't do it with sincerity and not really going to find out the faults that you have or the mistakes you have, and at the same time rectify it, then there's no much point of saying, please forgive me, when you don't really mean it.
Yeah.
And not knowing where your faults are. You have to really know where your faults are. I think that is important. With that note, actually, I'm supposed to stop here, but I went to the main shrine just now. I have very an experience which I have never had before. After the gifts of blessing from the Namo Tassa Tapei Guanxin Bosa yesterday night, I went and say my thanks just now. And while I was thanking all the Bodhisattvas and all the Buddhas in the 10 directions, suddenly I felt so hot. It's not warmer, it's hot. At this segment of my body, just the heart area. And it moves. It moves from in to out, and out to in. I don't know how to explain to you, but I was very aware of it. And the next thing I was like, I must be calm, keep it very silent,
relax,
and see what happens to it, and let it go through the motion. And it went from the middle part, slowly it went down to the abdominal part. And it got stuck there for a while because I was kneeling down like that. So I mindfully come up. And I mindfully also squat down like this in this position. And the heat went down from my abdomen into my leg.
Very good.
I'm saying this so that to encourage
faith.
My Kalamita friends that Dharma is real. Dharma is something that you have to really practice and cultivate.
Yeah. You need a lot of sincerity. Once you have sincerity, things will happen.
I'm actually very grateful to Brother Teo. I'm also very grateful to my husband who has given me the go-ahead to stay for 2 more days. And actually, coming back to that part, actually, I can just call him and tell him that I want to stay 2 more days. I want to stay 2 more days. I can say that, honestly. But I think it would be nice if it is said in a very nicer way. And I just did that. And I was absolutely happy because it's the way he answered me, honestly. He said, I'm fine. But have you asked Mitch, is it all right to stay back? Mitch is my daughter. I said, she's definitely fine. And then the next text that I went up to him, and actually it was a text of appreciation for his support in my spiritual path. And that is when the answers that he came back with was, as long as you are comfortable, you feel good, and you are at peace. That's all that he wished for me. And I think that is really, really very nice of him. So I hope this little story does help some of you who wants to text your husband. nice.
You cultivate right speech through noble effort, with wisdom, right understanding. Then you speak nicely, gently. First, you appreciate what they have sacrificed for you, like being so supportive and understanding. You should thank people. And then they will feel very good. And then after that, you try to put in whatever you want.
Your request.
Your request. Then you say, it will be nice if you can allow me to stay two more days. I will really, really appreciate that. Then the tone is such. They will say, oh, my wife never before so gentle, so polite, and so like appreciative of what I have sacrificed and done for her. And then their heart also softens. Then they will say, as long as you are happy, peaceful, go ahead, no problem. So sometimes you need to have this, what they call sincerity, to express that thank. Because when you express that thank, means what? You are grateful for what he has done for you. You not just seek permission to accept. You express your gratitude first. Then after that, you try to like describe it in a way where he can understand, so that he can actually, like they say, without any doubt, allow you to stay. Otherwise, people may have fear, just like Mrs. Ho. Many times, the children just very worried for her. So he say, no need to go. Then they try to tell her, this one, don't go, not good, and all those things. So, but somehow, her good karma, she told me, she very determined herself. This is what she wants. So she called me, actually, a few days before the retreat. She registered already, actually. Then she said, I want to talk to you, brother. Then he go through Jennifer. Then they came for dinner. So I saw her. Then I talked to her and advised her. I said, don't worry. I said, if your faith is very strong, you're very sincere, you want to go, you make the decision. Then the other thing, don't worry, nature will take care of them. Because she said, my children will call you, the doctor and all things. Then, can I go? She said. I said, you can go, no problem, with your faith and your whatever. But that time she was not stable. Well, the vertigo was disturbing her. But because of her faith, the determination, I said, don't worry. Then later on the Tuesday class, you remember, the doctor called me. Then I explained to the doctor. I say, I understand. As children, you all are very concerned for your mother. You have this natural fear and worry. So I say, it's okay. So whatever you want to ask, I say, you can ask me. But I say, one thing you must keep in mind. I say, your mom really, really want to go. And I say, no. So you must allow her to make the decision, out of respect, because she is your mom. And then I say, not only that, because I can feel, then I remind her, remember last time, the 2-3 years ago, the Thailand trip, flooding, no? So everybody was worried, you know, everybody checked, can go, because airport also cannot reach. Then north, the place where we are going, all flooded, you know, to get, including Bangkok, the very bad flood. So I told them, you don't worry, let things be. So meant to be will be, otherwise the sign will come. So that morning she's supposed to join us. No? The sister Jun Tan went there early, according to Mrs. So, waited for almost 1 hour for her. No? Because he said the daughter, during that time when she was about to arrive, take her into a room and talk to her and persuade her not to go. So the handphone was outside. So she couldn't receive the phone call from that sister Jun Tan. But luckily somehow, finally she received the message where she waited. Then they managed to go. So when they go, they're so worried. Every day message, are you okay? Are you okay? But Madam Ho, when he was able to go, he was full of joy. Then on the bus, I never see her so happy before. No? Wow, she became full of energy and spirit. And that trip, you ask her, she was so happy. Everybody took care of her. So. Then when we were in Chiang Mai, wow, they took her shopping. No? And she, there was joy. So, because people really, really care for her. And there are a few of these Kayanamita. Jun Tan is one of them. But there is one Singapore girl, I think, from Singapore. don't know who or no, volunteer to take care. And this is what I mean by, yeah, without selfishness you help, because you feel that there's a lady that need help, understand? Then without selfishness you go all out and do all these things. That's why the marriage, everything will be very different. Then when she was on the bus, I purposely asked her to sit behind me. I always take the front seat, remember? And then she gets to sit behind me. Wow, she take the mic and talk on the experience, everything. There was so much joy. Then for the first time I saw her with the joy, then we stopped at the rest area. She go and buy one, that coffee, eh, you know, the quite a nice coffee. She Thai coffee. Then she offered to me. Wow, I full of joy. Then I already sent the POV. That's why. Then I say, because you are so sincere, I will receive it. Then I talk and I drink and I thank her, rejoice. That's why all this parami is because your heart really want sincere, and she knows it's very important. And she always tell me, "Oh, no, is it Brother Teo? I like your class. Is it? If given a chance, I will come." But again, the Tuesday class, they don't allow her to come out at night. Then the driver also got problem. So we see how it goes. Huh? You cannot like do it in such a way where the children and the family member keep on worrying for you. You have to strike a balance. You have to like bring about an understanding so that they understand you. Then later on, Mrs. Ho can learn the joy's secret of communication with the family member as well. You should appreciate what they have done well. I understand your care and concern. Mom, really, really touched. Thank you so much. You start with this first. then you are grateful, gratitude as well. And then you explain how they have been grateful to you. You say, so far, so good for your support. But if you can be better than this, Mom will be very, very happy. So that Mom can really do what I want to do, understand? Likewise, you have your life. You tell the children, I have my life. Huh? So I live mine, you live yours. You care for me, I care for you, understand? Then I rejoice. Huh? As long as you are happy, peaceful, and safe, go ahead and do what you like, understand? So likewise, if I'm happy, peaceful, and safe, don't need to worry for me. Then you actually can ask the maid to testify when you go back. Say, she call you auntie or what? She call apopo. Apopo banyak gembira. Apopo sana banyak gembira. Because you can see your joy, your happiness. And you are very, very spirited. Like you told some of the camera, you are now more healthy when you are here. But the air here is very fresh. The air here is very, very fresh. Then with the, actually at her age, can sit here and listen and meditate. I tell you, you must salute her. Not easy, you know, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. According to Suyana, 75 years old, is it? Madam Ho, Mrs. Ho. 75, just a moment, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That's why you are still young now compared to her. the next is Brother Hung, I think. He was still 68, 68. Then after that, I think Brother Tay, then me, my wife, and Sui Andel. Anybody older than 60? Wow, Achui, I forgot. Brother Kang, and Achui, I forgot. Oh, yeah, Asu also. Yeah. So, quite a number. So, we are still young. after you cross 70, then only you can call yourself old. So we should rejoice again for Joyce and Mrs. Ho. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Let Joyce continue.
Actually, I can stay back until Sunday. But I think, like what Brother Teo say, which I want to add in just now, is that you must be able to balance your family life. So as a wife and my duty, as a mother as well, I think it is time to go home.
Yeah. the nature will know. Then actually a lot of things happen. Many of you may not know what happened, but it's all for the good. Actually up there, they are very, very grateful, full of gratitude, and they want to help every one of you. Those got problem one all receive message and finally resolve. Then those who are supposed to receive energy, advice, instruction, all receive. Then you all receive the blessing when May that night was. When the mudra came out, she said it was to bless everyone. So when you have goodness, kindness, all those Dhamma protector, all those beings, and even Bodhisattva and Buddha, their nature is there. So what they do is, like my second last teacher told me, do you know, is it, you know, the Buddha's nature, they are ever-radiating. Understand? The whole universe, they are ever-radiating. But only to the true cultivator of the way. Understand? That's why you are not sincere, you have not developed that. You cannot receive. Like I say, you got no cup. No cup, how to receive? Nothing to hold. Then, like all those people you heard of, when you are sincere, when you pay respect, you can talk to them. It's not that the Bodhisattva is up there. Don't get it wrong. They have made their vow until it becomes a nature's law. Like Kuan Yin's very heavy vow. Whomsoever who call out her name, or Fo Hao, understand? Fo Hao means like Namo Kuan Sim Fusa. Sincerely, there will be a response. Then even you chant the Tapecho, the mantra, Om Pe Mi 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 Ho Me Ro Se, all this will have its response. So she need not be everywhere, but the nature, because of that vow, automatically it takes effect. Understand? So all this, Ti Chang Wang Fusa, Pu Xian, Wen Su, all the Buddhas, like Amitabha, they have their vow. So if you sincerely communicate with them, you just talk with them, then there will be a response. Yeah? But you have to be very sincere and really, really cultivate as well. So the cultivator of the way, very strange, you know, all this, their nature's energy keep on coming to you. You will receive one. Sometimes, middle of the night, it just come. Then it just do. Then when I travel also, I pass by a certain place, I can feel that type of energy coming. First time I used to go down to Singapore, then go back to Alaska. On the way, I can feel it. I tell my wife, this place, there are great beings around. Because for me to feel their energy, their cultivation, most of the time, chances is higher than me, or they have energy field that is what they call suitable for me, and so then my nature will draw, and so. But wisdom energy is different. Wisdom energy, no kung fu, and so. Wisdom energy is pure, very pure, and when you draw and detect, it's very different. It's very soothing. Don't have heat on all the things. So everything is very balanced. The yin yang is very balanced. Then you will know. You will know. But when you go for spiritual trip, when you're very full of faith, actually the energy keep on going. You don't know. When you are there, like you have a lot of energy, not tired or no. But you come home, you sleep like a log. yes. Yeah, I know. I saw you meditate. Yeah. Very good. Very good, Sadhu. Yeah. No. Good friend. Then also my nature has certain vow. When there is this, what they call any being that know how to do goodness and kindness. If I witness them, I rejoice. When I rejoice, it will take effect immediately. The pure wish will just go. Because this nature has a very unique vow. My rejoicing perfection is very powerful. When I see something I won't know, then my nature rejoice. Once it rejoice, I already told you that being, sometimes that form and mind still don't know, but he fatat already. Not this life, not next life, but future life. There will be condition already. So all this, that's why when you have the sincerity, the faith, then the gratitude, very important, gratitude, understand? Then the love, loving kindness, you just radiate. Yeah, I saw her very serious downstairs earlier on, sit on the chair. Must be contemplating. Every people got something happen. Then she like nothing happened. So I think she did that. Then good, when she came out to meditate, I saw. Then what she did, I don't know until she tell me. Asana, it is very good. I rejoice. Sadhu. My.
Talking go about, ahead. About the matter thing. The last time when we were here on the Ajahn Achalo retreat, I was just sitting here, close by here. And I also sent metta to Ajahn for his, guidance and so on. And you know, the minute I did, it connected. And he sent his metta back to me. And so I could feel that.
No, the nature. That kind of. The nature. Not to say they can detect you, that nature. Because that nature, the metta is already around. So when you have this gratitude, then when you send, that nature will respond.
And I was sitting downstairs just now, you were seeing me. Just looking around, just aware of everything. And I looked down at the iron grating.
Grating.
And you know, I know it sounds silly like yesterday, the other day, but actually, maybe I am in motion.
Oh, okay.
But the thing was moving. It's not moving. It's not moving, but it is. I don't know
you
how to
perceive
explain.
It as moving.
It's like moving, and I cannot explain. Never maybe mind. I was in the deep meditation just now.
No.
Quite, earlier on, thoughtless.
Yes.
I don't mean
that. I know. No, sometimes this vision thing, the seeing consciousness, you have to be careful, understand? Because sometimes it's the physical condition, there is something, then when you see, then this type of thing happen quite frequent. So if it happen quite frequent, it's your physical body's tendency to see this type of thing. Just like certain people, like certain time they see certain thing that make them like hysterical, that one is the other extreme. Then sometimes they will perceive things like normal people don't perceive one. So all this could be the possibility. But for your this particular case, you say you have been meditating quite calm. Next time when it happens, you just silence your mind. And then you find out whether it's the eye consciousness that play trick or that thing is moving. So most of the time I can tell you 100% that thing never moved. Like you say, you know it didn't move. But you perceive it as moving. So it's a nature's condition within your system. So it's okay. And sometimes if it's the sati or the meditative mind, it's different. There is no word, nothing. You just move. The mind and phenomena as one. But if it's a vision that it want you to know or send you a message or a sign, and then that one is you can feel it and you can see it. So these are the things that the cultivator will know. Then the sign and the message you will know. It will come down. And then you receive insight. Then you tell yourself, I never think of this. How come this thought come in? Like that night I say, Chanda Karaniya Metta Sutta before we close. Because just before I end, suddenly come down. I will never go and think like that one. Then how did the message come? Must be. There are beings that wanted it and requested it. That's why after that I say, Chan. then we chant. Then after the chant, a lot of things happen, you all don't know. You ask the three of them. This three, I tell you, very powerful experience. But never mind. Leave it to them. You will come to know. Because these are things that really happen. But to you, if people tell you, you think it's fantasy. So you think it's like satyam long. So, nothing to do with that. This is a real one. But it's for the good. For the good. Message also delivered. Message delivered through one of them's body. Then the message come out Mandarin. But the person who allow the body to be, you don't understand Mandarin, but can speak. And speak very clearly, but cannot understand. Because not spoken by the person. It's spoken by that being. Then it come down with certain mudra and all those things. Then it give a lot of things. It's the Dhamma message. And energy also. Then a lot of things. Then after that, before that being let go up, he said, 明白了吗? 知道怎样做了吗? Oh, you heard that? Huh? Very good. Huh? 这个是你的，这个是你也有一份。 No, because when he used that body, the vibration very difficult, understand? Because you are in the consciousness form, and you want to use her body to talk. You cannot, understand? That's why the low tang one, the sound will come out different, understand? No. It's specifically for them, three of them. But for you all one, earlier on, the blessing, the first one that went in, the very graceful one, when you chant the Karaniya Metta, that one, they give blessing to all. Very good, sadhu. Then there are one, two, at least two with problem one, get resolved. Because they like the whole thing inside, make them very confused. Then they came and see me. At the moment they see me, I explain, they clear straight away. That's why when you have this retreat, you do it with sincerity, your merit is there. Somehow they will know one and they will help you on us. Because this is what they will understand. Whatever you do to help people, finally, in future, people will help you on us. So when you give, actually, you give to your own nature. That's why I saw people do service. I full of joy. I saw the three men in the toilet. Mr. Kang, Brother Ng, and Brother Tay. Wow, very good. The three of them, wow. They pull out everything. And I saw Brother Tay inside there, wow, using the mop. Not mop, the one that scoop water away. Scraper. Then I saw Brother Ng inside. Oh, then Brother Kang also changed until I cannot recognize you. At their age, not easy actually. So I got a lot of joy. Then corridor also got people mob. I saw Ellen. Then I saw one lady, I don't know who, I forgot. I saw the bag. Use the coin to scrape off the stain and everything. Leon, Sister Leon. Oh, I say, got people who has this. Really, because you want to at least clean up the place, and you will do it meticulously. Understand? Then this is all without selfishness. Understand? Then of course, lady toilet I cannot see lah. Who inside also? So anyway, I would like to rejoice in all your wholesomeness and thank you for whatever that you have done to contribute your part and your duty to help out. Then may also help out a lot, the beverage, the sister donate, then she makes sure it's replenished, everything. Then who are the one who put up the mineral water after Mrs. Chong's son? Also Liana, big size. Thank you so much. Actually, not light, they were very heavy. That's why I rejoice. This is what we call appreciation gratitude, then you rejoice. But for those cultivators, when they rejoice, they will send pure vision, I tell you. That's why it's very good. Then normally I will invoke something that will help you. So these are very important Dhamma that later on, as you progress along the path of cultivation, you will start to understand. Then you start to realize the foolishness of being selfish as well. The foolishness of being like refusing to help people and all those things as well. Then you realize, actually the whole Dhamma is nothing. Virtue. That's all. When you have virtue, you have Dhamma. When you don't have virtue, you don't have Dhamma. You can be very famous, very powerful, title very big as well. When your ego is bigger and bigger, you don't have real Dhamma. But when you have virtue, you're very, very kind, very simple, humility. Like Karaniya Metasutasya, people of simple life, and so on, simplicity and all those things. Then a lot of humility, and so on. Then a lot of this, what they call virtue and conduct, like upright, fully upright, means they are very sincere. They are very, very, like, spiritually, because of their understanding, they cannot like have the evil root anymore, and they are very genuine. Understand? So ultimately, Dhamma is virtue. When you see a person finally talk about virtue a lot, of course not the theoretical one, the knowledge one, the one, the cultivator that tell you. Because I heard this word from Chief Reverend Kesari Ravandana, then I rejoice like anything. But that time he was about to pass away already. He passed away what year? 2006. You see, I think it was 2004 or 2005. I happened to, a long time didn't attend his talk already. So then that day, I don't know why, somebody told me he is giving a talk. Then he said, "You want to go?" No? I said, "Okay, I go." Then I heard him in the talk. He said, "What now?" That's why I rejoice like anything. After that, I say, he is okay already. He said, after so many years in the Dhamma, after understanding so many things, I said, finally, his understanding is very simple. He said, no need anything. Finally, he wants to advise people to have virtue. He said, you have virtue, everything is taken care of. Oh, I say this is a real one. That's a virtue. Then he gave a very good talk, the last talk. He means that time his contemplative wisdom came because of his parami. That's why he will have very, very beautiful spiritual life after this. Because actually what he do is, he actually is responsible for introducing the Dhamma. His book was translated, what Buddhists believe, into, I think, 20 over languages now, all over the world. Then he, especially in Malaysia, Singapore, a lot of Buddhists start from Brickfield, from his book, listen to his talk. I'm one of the product. That's why I spoke to him and I thank him. Thank him for everything that he has done. Then I always rejoice. It makes him so happy that day when I talk to him and see him. Because they were conditioned. I say, I would like to thank you sincerely. I say, from the bottom of my heart. I say, then he looked at me. Come sit down. He say, then we talk. Then he was full of joy. I say, it was your first book, what Buddhists believe, the first edition, the red color, small fellow. I say, the moment I read that book, I saw your Four Noble Truths. Then I saw what you wrote. All the Chinese rite and ritual, they are tradition, nothing to do with the Dhamma. Then when I read further, I saw your Four Noble Truths. That was the time I got no more doubts about Nelmai. Because last time, you know why? I never want to look at Buddhism. Why? I saw my mother doing all those things. Go to the dentist, make offering, can bargain one. If you help my family, help my children to pass exam. I come and offer more. I slaughter chicken. Wow, I say, if that is Buddhism, sorry. So I have to actually wait till Form 5. You know. When I was Form 5, very strange. You know, because I went all over into all the religion and inquired with my classmates. Nobody wants to go to Buddhism. Even my that friend, the father authority in that, I didn't even want to ask him what is Buddhism. Because I saw my mother do all those things. So I didn't know. Because I was grown up, brought up in that way. Then suddenly one day, in Form 5, I think after exam, about to go to Form 6 already, I was at one classmate house, no? Also Tio. No? Then because when I was at the house, I like to sit alone. No? I like to silence myself. I don't know how to meditate on that. Then the sister, suddenly one day, is it? I give you this book. What Buddhists Believe, Chief Reverend. At first, I didn't know what book. What Buddhists Believe. I saw the word Buddhist. Quite reluctant to read. But somehow, I took it back because I got this gratitude. If people really sincerely give you, means they are sincere. So, because of that, out of gratitude, I want to read. So I read. Oh, the moment I read, I thank her for giving, passing that book to me. That time I don't know who is Chief Reverend. Because when I read the first few pages, when Chief Reverend mentioned about the Chinese rites and ritual, nothing to do with Dhamma, oh, then I got excited, no. Oh, lucky, I said. Because I got faith as a Chinese, born as a Chinese, in Buddhism. Because all Chinese, they will say they are Buddhist. So when I read that, I was very happy. Then I read further. Oh, then he summarized the Four Noble Truths. The Four Noble Truths was mentioned. The funny thing is, the moment I read the Four Noble Truths, I understood this truth before. And I was full of joy. Then straight away, that time, my nature straight away tell me, this must be the one. No need to look for any other religion. Because I was having this understanding, whomsoever the Buddha is, I say, 2,500 over years ago, if he can summarize all his understanding into Four Noble Truths so simple, he must be the real one. Because when I saw the Four Noble Truths, I knew, it's just, the whole of life is there, secret of life. Mundane, super mundane, and everything about life is there. Then I tell myself, even if I become enlightened, I cannot summarize until like that. That's the Four Noble Truths. And so that's why very funny. After that thing connect, everything come. I come down first day MU, I met him already. Then I went to the temple. That's how it all started. Then the real movement come in 1986. I graduated in 79. But in the university, I already meditate at that time. Then come out to work, touch money. This one can move somehow inside there. Then I realized, that is not the real one. Because I recall the Buddha say, anusaya, latent tendency, suppressed, no condition to come out. So later come out to work, got condition to come out. You want to make money. There is this greed for money, because you want to have financial freedom, you want to establish certain, what they call, ideal and all that. Then that time, very career-minded. Want to study law. Heard that people say, do law, combine engineering, very good. So they got a correspondent course. A lot of people do that. Then after that, want to study what they call MBA or everything. Very ambitious. Then later on, because of the message that came from Kuan Yin, I stopped everything. I just follow that message and go. Now that one was the best, 1986. He just tell me, he said, not much time left, you have to move fast, he said. That was the message. Now I tell you the message, you cannot know how to move. That is the message. In a dream state, before I wake up, cut the story short, it was just an old lady in white, very old. Then somehow, certain event lead to. Somebody brought me to her, say, my master want to meet you. Then I thought, master, no. Then I saw old lady in white. Then I passed my hand to her. She held my hand. Then she just opened up my palm. I said, ah. And then, you know, the next thing she do, when she took out the vase, the Kuan Yin vase, I straight away knew it's Kuan Yin there. Then a lot of gratitude. Then he poured. At first I thought liquid, you know, come out the triple gem on my palm. Three in a straight line. He said, not much time left. You have to move fast. Just like that, I immediately wake up. Then I pay respect. Then I thank Kuan Yin. Yeah. Because I never had this type of encounter. And I'm very sure it's her, because didn't come in all this beautiful form that you see on her. The one that play energy field, and they say, see Buddha, see what, all very beautiful. But this one is very, very simple, in white, and old lady. But the moment that one come out, you already immediately knew who she was. Then the joy and every heart, that it start to manifest the radiance and all that. Then the smile. That's why after that I woke up, then I knew I had to go full time. Oh, during that time, very funny, 86 to 89. All the teacher come, the book come, everything come. I didn't do anything. I don't know them or not. No. Then you ask me, how come like that? Why only you? You all don't have? I don't know. That's why later on, after I cultivate, then I realize, wow, the nature's law very powerful. Law of karma very powerful. Like the Buddha said, you are born of your karma, hate your karma, condition is supported by your karma. You are what you are because of your karma. Then later it showed it to me, you know, during the cultivation stage. I always tell people in Hokkien, bo kao lu bo zhong xin. Not until he will keep on happen until you will know that the law is like that one. You will have the very firm belief. It show it to you. Then karma cannot play on. Don't ever play a fool with karma. The repercussion is very severe. Then if you are not careful, certain karma can obstruct you very severely. So in the sutta, I think you also read quite a bit. The first thing is, do not be heedless. Otherwise, you are as if dead, no? Spiritually dead. So heedfulness is the most important. Okay? Okay. Joyce? No, the luggage is still here. Oh, okay. Can, no problem. So who else want to report? If not, Ellen, I almost forgot, yes.
Radhitya, I have two parts. One is this morning's meditation report, and then sharing of my experience. This morning before breakfast, what happened was I sat down, and then I think that was after you gave a shot. Then when I closed my eyes, I noticed I was recalling what you have shared. Then I was saying, should I use the five strategies that you mentioned? I said, no, this is wholesome. So I just watch the thought go.
Good.
Then I noticed it slowed down. And then, boom.
Oh, very good. Oh, you managed to experience the silence.
Yes.
Oh, sadhu. Oh, very good.
Then I become happy, but when happy, then the stirring is not
I know, not the violent one.
Not the violent one.
Like suddenly,
like
it's gone. It's gone, ripple.
Ripple.
Then after that, you can go back.
Yes, I can go back.
Very good. Very good.
But the thing is, after that, I cannot, it's not that still anymore.
Definitely, because you got excited.
Yeah, I got excited.
So the thought come in. The moment the thought come in, because that nature is very difficult to reach on us. The silent mind, the still mind. You have to be very patient. Then, without expectation, all of a sudden it happens. when the condition is there, and when you are in a silent retreat, very high probability. That's why you really have to do it, sana. Whatever condition you have, do it. Tomorrow one more day, so I will let you all have more sitting. But I scared some of you cannot sit. We have too many days already. Your leg will be painful. You cannot sit, go and lie down, or go and sit on a chair, or go and do contemplation. But finally, you have to come back and sit. Yeah, this is the sitting posture that can settle you down. The other way is lying down. That one also can happen. Actually, lying down is the best. You know how to do. But don't fall asleep. Most people lie down only. But this is very good. I didn't really hear one or two sound, but one sound is genuine, aware. Last year, you can ask them, especially Vincent Gobert. How loud, you know, when he was so tired when he reached out. Like the harmonic. Non-stop. Because they are very tired, body very tired, and they don't know how to do awareness. But this year is very good. I did hear him snore. Continue.
The second part is something I have never felt before. Since coming here, I was quite mindful that the temperature around 2-3 a.m. is going to drop to its low, coldest, chilliest part. So usually I will wear my pullover and then zip myself up in a sleeping bag. But even when it's about, I know when the chill comes, I can feel it's a bit chilly around 3 something. Oh, and then I say it's chilly, then I'll just squeeze myself tighter a bit. It's been going on since the day I arrived. But the funny thing this morning, when I felt the chill, and then I know I'm lying on my right hand side.
You're silent.
I was very silent.
The chill, you won't feel one.
I feel the chill. But the next thing is, the funny thing, I felt, I don't know whether it was a dream or what, but I know, because when I'm in a dream, usually I'm aware, you see, a golden shining blanket covering me from my feet all the way down, and
sadhu.
I felt love and compassion, I just slept off.
Very good. And this one is not a dream.
Really. I know it's not a dream because...
These people helping you. They are helping you.
Yeah, I felt love and compassion.
Yes.
Like silver, golden kind of covering.
Yes, because you have been searching for this for very long. I remember the first talk at HGB, after that you came and see me, remember?
Yes.
Then you say, Brother, can you recommend some book, remember?
Yes.
So that you can develop that. Well, you heard my talk, then you say, I like your talk because very short, very simple, let me understand a lot of things. Understand? Then I say, where are you from? Where do you live? Then you told me, forgot where. OUG, Oakland Road. So I say like that. It would be better you can join our Thursday class, which is a meditation class. So that was how she came. So just after Chinese New Year. The talk was before Chinese New Year, but our class break for 1 month, Chinese New Year, right? Then Sui An was in Australia. Oh, that's Sui An, very good. The initiative was very good. When I wrote to Sui An and say, please include Ellen as one of the Kaya Metta because she wants to join the Thursday class and she need your address and all those things. Oh, he immediately after that replied, no problem, then CC copy to her. No? Then later on, I didn't know. No. She just asked me, when is the class starting? I remember it's
January
18th. Something like that. That day. Then, you know what she did that day? She called me. No. But I'm not sure where, no, but I go early. She went there so early. No. I don't know if you know. No. 6 o'clock or 6 something right there. No. 8:30 start the class. Because he's scared at night, cannot see. Daytime go and look easier. And I also didn't know why she so strong, the devotion and all things, and the faith. It was because Sui An take the, what they call, the courtesy to, like, because Sui An want to help people. He said like that, I send you some talk first, we have 1 month to wait, understand? So he sent the recording to her. Then after the meditation, she approached me and she told me, he said, thank you so much. Then she tell me about the hard one. Where I say go to the hard. The last time he go to the hard, kena scolding. Then after that, she describe a bit. I say, oh, I say, that's why you must have your path. Otherwise, you cannot meet me and you cannot be having all this. Then he say, Suyan send him the talk. He said that talk straightened up her view on meditation, on so many things. That's why her faith very strong. Then when the condition come, she will move. Because you have been looking for this truth very long.
Yes.
Very long. Yes. But you can't get the right people to guide you. That's why it's not easier. They are so sincere but cannot find. But a lot to do with karmic affinity. When the time is not right, it cannot happen. So it's all be dependent on affinity. Then the moment she connect, I tell you, she move very fast. Very fast. That's why you need all this affinity, understanding, the faith, the determination. And because of the faith, that one, you see, what she explained to you, Anna, like golden blanket or that, it actually happened, understand? Then she feel very good. Love and compassion, and she slept. So, some of the great beings, or could be one of the bodhisattva's nature, understand? Because you are sincere, that it manifests. And the other way to overcome it is, when I was in Australia, when I went to Velvet Farm, that place was very cold, below sub-zero. So at night, -6 degrees Celsius. So when we were there, I was with my family and a few Dhamma friends. Then because Reverend and Sister Sumitra introduced us to Ajayendra. So they helped to arrange for our trip. Then Reverend are very good. He offered his kuti. Not kuti, cabin. They gave him a cabin. He arranged for another bed. So two bed. He sleep in one. He asked me to sleep in one. Then the rest, my wife, they all in the Kalamita, he arranged for them to sleep in the kitchen where there is a fire and all those things. That night, I fully mindful. That night, I really aware. And you know what happened? I don't have much warm clothing, actually. And it was very cold. So I just relaxed and silent. After a while, I don't really feel that cold. Then I fully aware. Then Ramana wake up very early. Then I knew he woke up. So I also woke up. Then I saw he walked to the... There is one center place where they... Like a campfire they burn so that there is heat there. So more and more people start to go there, sit and meditate. So I saw the place, then I also decide to go there and meditate. The first thing is so cold. So I know I need to sit there. If I don't sit, this cold is going to be quite difficult to endure. And the moment I sit, I just relax and silent. It's like there is a layer of air that has my body temperature. But because I was so still, I didn't move. I couldn't really feel the cold. Then I have a lot of metta at that time. Around 89, 90, I think. A lot of metta. Then you know what happened? One dog. This dog, in the rains retreat there, people know a famous dog, very smart and Dhamma dog. Every time Ajayendra meditates here, that dog will go underneath the cabin there, together with him. And that dog can sense cultivator. So you know what happened, that dog. The campfire, a lot of people there, went around like that. I think easily 20 old or 28 old of them. That dog straight away go to Ramana. They whack the tail and everything. Then after that, he turned and come to me, and also whack the tail. Then Ramana saw, Ramana smile. And then after he go off. Like that one, dog also can know. Human being cannot know. Why? Human being look at the form. The dog use the heart to feel, understand? That's why you must use your heart. Then use your understanding. You evaluate a person from her his or her understanding, not her physical form, not her reputation. You listen. People who have understanding, they talk different, things that come out different. That is how you actually recognize them. But for the dog, it's very simple. I think he feel the metta, then the kindness. But Ajahn Chah also a lot of metta. When I first met him in 1987, I think, his metta is there, very, very powerful. He was at Brickfield Temple. Then that time only I come to know why I used to tell you, your heart must open before Dhamma can go in. That's why you have to pay respect, develop the faith, what they call Sada Virya, then Sati. But that time I don't have Sati, but I got very strong Sada and Virya and have faith in him. So what happened, every time I pay respect, the 5-point prostration, there's an energy that goes to my heart, I know it. Then this one starts to slowly activated and open up a bit. Then when I met Ajahn Chah, that was the first time. Last time I couldn't understand why people can feel energy and all those things. That was the first time I felt his metta so strong, and then it went into my heart. Then it's like charged up like that. That's why every time I have faith, I listen to his Dhamma talk, this whole area is charged up. That's why after that, I find it very easy to understand things also. It's also helped a lot. Then because of the faith, I follow what he tell me. The highest meditation, remember? I'm willing to switch my meditation from anapanasati that I was doing until very, very stable, and I have all the absorption and everything. And yet I switch. I come out and do the four foundations of mindfulness. Yes, you go. Okay, sadhu, sadhu. Thank you so much, Joyce. We should thank her for organizing, help to organize, committee member. Sadhu. Rejoice. Have a safe trip. Yeah, sadhu. Yeah. Oh, 5 precepts. Sadhu, sadhu. Thank you so much. Joyce. No problem. Come, pay respect. Sadhu. Sadhu to you. Good for you. Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay. So have a safe journey. So go back. You know what to do to your husband and your daughter. Yeah. Oh, see? Mimi hug her. These are what you call Kayana Mitta that has affinity. So you think you can be so patient? Joyce say, Mimi tried to persuade her to the Dhamma for 20 years. You can be so patient. Then Stephanie, don't know how many years. You are Beijing. How many years are you? More than 10 years. See? These are real sincere ones. And Beijing told me one. He really, really want to thank her. He didn't know why. He's a very good friend, but don't know why. Keep on telling her, Dhamma very important for you. Dhamma very important. You must see Brother Teo. He cannot understand. After this retreat, he said, now he understands. Now he got to change her priority. Last time, career first, work first. That's why the Dhamma can touch your heart and make you understand life and make you really, really different. So all these are what they call affinity. So where were we? Just now, where did I? She stopped me suddenly, I know. Was I answering a question? Oh, about your one. Finish already, you got one more part. Okay, good.
Actually, I felt so blessed this morning when everybody wished me birthday. It was Brother Sian who wished me birthday this morning. I just wish to share my birthday wish.
Ah, thank you so much. Let's listen.
My birthday wish is to for good health, well-being, and happiness to both brother Teo and Mrs. Teo and all Kalyamita. And wish all a safe and smooth journey along the Noble Eightfold Path until Nirvana is attained.
Oh, sadhu, sadhu. That's why when you wish people birthday, got benefit one. But you got no craving for that benefit. Because when you wish, that's why I hint, make a wish. And I know she will not be selfish. That's why she make for you all. And this one will make the wish more powerful. She will receive it more. Because when you really wish for others, means above self. But you also have to make your own determination when you really want to move fast. Understand? Last time when I make my vow, I very serious. I remember during the early days, when Acharyan Sram was around that time. That time I didn't know my original vow. I just silent my mind, then pay respect in front of the Buddha. Then sometimes in front of the Buddha and Acharyan Sram there, I determine. I invoke like that. By the power of whatever merits that I have cultivated and perfected since the distant past until now, then I make that aspiration. I generally want to develop the understanding to awaken and all those things. Then I realize that this is a very rare opportunity. And when I determine, very, very sincere and very serious. That's why after that I move very fast. Then when I offer, that time I like to offer to Acharyandra. His katina I always go, I think 3 or 4 I went. When I offer, I was full of joy. Australia I went 2 for his katina. Then Thailand I think also a few times to his place. I was told he's in US, I don't know where. Because the Thai government and the political thing created a havoc during his time. He was too famous. He was too good. Then they have to bring him down, otherwise his supporter become too powerful. So because of that, they created a scam to get rid of him. Then he has to leave Thailand. That one was another story. Because that time the rumor was spreading like anything. Then I managed to meet 1 or 2 of the close disciples. I think was when I went to Velvet Farm, Bandanan. The abbot there was Montreal. Pramanak. Oh, he's a doctor, give out and put on the rope. Then the parents are also full of gratitude for him. Then I remember last time he used to tell us, he got a girlfriend, very pretty. And the girlfriend begged her not to become a monk. Oh, very good looking. You saw here, Ramana. He that time, he was one of the translators, but his English is quite good. So he was actually appointed by Acharyandra, where they offered that piece of land, about 100 acres or what, by Elizabeth. So the monastery was built, then he was asked to go there and become an abbot. Thereafter, he became the abbot for a few years. The girlfriend didn't give up. He said, "If you disrobe now, I still marry you." Then he was laughing when he was talking to us. He said, "Attachment can be like that one." Then later on, he told us, we were a few Dhamma friends, and some of them asked him, "What actually happened?" Then he relayed to us what happened. Then he showed us the letter, where the disciple had to write and tell the truth. Say, "Don't believe the rumor." He said, "The whole of Thailand is already spread this type of rumor, like politicians. They want to kill you very fast. Then until they even come out with many stories. Yeah, that's why the government went down. The military went down. Gone. A lot of these things people don't realize what they do. But Ajahantra also knew this could be the past karmic condition. It's just like the Buddha, Chincha incident, remember? Buddha also people accused. And Chincha dared to say that she was pregnant because of the Buddha. And you know that karma, how severe. I was told, don't know true or not, the earth opened up and swallow her later on. That's why a lot of these things, you have to be careful. If you create such karmic, it will obstruct until very severe. Then according to the Buddha, that incident come about was because when he was a bodhisattva, I think a lay person, one life, very much earlier, he didn't know that person was already a Pachaka Buddha. That person he met, I think is also a lay person. He's already a Pachaka Buddha, he don't know. He abused him and scold him and accused him of all sorts of things. That's why, according to the chronicle, I think, if I'm not wrong, this was the karmic. When he became a Sammasambuddha, he got back this one. Because you abuse a Pachaka Buddha. So this one is the response. So whatever it is, whatever karmic past that you have committed, you cannot do away. You have to, what they call, accept it. Then you have to act. Act means what? Immediately ask for forgiveness. And do it sincerely. That's why sometimes they ask me, have to do how many times? I say, you do as long as you like. At least 3 months or what. So that at least in between, there will be some moments of sincerity. Otherwise, if you're very sincere, you do it one time also can. But you have to do it with sincerity and seriousness. Means you are very, very serious and very sincere. Okay, anything else? Thank you so much. Okay, 3 o'clock, you better meditate. 1 hour, 4 o'clock, we come back. We can just pay respect on your own, then you do your meditation. Who want to ask? Brother Tay, sorry.
Brother Teo, as we learn Dharma, we come to understand that it's all in our mind. In our mind, that when we learn Dharma and we take Dharma as the truth and our guide to live our life. Now, when we go for refuge, I notice that why is it that there is a need when you understand Dharma, you go for refuge in a triple gem, why do you have to ask for going for refuge? And why do you seems to be need to ask permission to receive the 5 precepts? We understand, we go for refuge on our own, we voluntarily take the precepts. There a need to get some kind of approval?
That's why I told you, this is the Thai tradition. We are following this chanting book. So the Thai tradition, they believe if you take the precept from your preceptor or your teacher, then you are serious. Now you understand. A monk, when they renounce, they also have a preceptor who give them the precept. This is the tradition from Buddha. So now you understand. Not to say I purposely want you to request. What for?
No, I don't mean that you purposely want us. Because I have noticed and I was even asked this question.
People ask you.
And so, I said that it's you yourself who go for refuge and you observe the precept on your own. So whether you need to have a monk in front of you and approve for your going, you go and just do it.
Okay.
Reverence,
It's okay, I explain to you, based on what I understand. You see, you are in a certain way, right? We are taking refuge, it's a personal thing. Then taking precept is a personal thing. But do you know, If you don't do it under a teacher, it's very difficult to find a way. You know what happened to Master Xuan Hua? Well, I read it from his life history. Master Xuan Hua, you know about his life history or not, biography? You didn't know. He was that time a practitioner. No? Well, when he young, he already got the gift. Then the parent died. No? I think the mother died. You know what he did? No? He sat at the grave, meditate in the graveyard there where the mother was buried. Then the condition is very austere and very cold. He did it for 3 years, you know, out of philopiety and all those things. Then you know what happened. His meditation became very, very good, you know, during that time. Then he decided to become a monk. He still come out from there and look for a teacher. That's why finally he found Xu Yun. It's not really something that you can take lightly, because when you are developing this, your faith, you make the aspiration to avoid the foolish and the heedless, meet out the wise and the enlightened. You can meet. You should receive precept from them. And I tell you, the respect and the what they call blessing, you can never understand. Because that reverential salutation itself to a noble one, I tell you, you jiabiliao already, you do it sincerely, I tell you. Then after that, the blessing, because you are sincere, they will know. Then you request for precept. That's why I took refuge, whole family, under Master Xuan Hua. That time, 1986. And I got the name also. My wife also got, my children also got. That's why we receive precept, understand? Then I hold on to it, understand? Not a joke, no. When you receive from a teacher, understand? Like you receive from the Buddha, you go and break that precept. Like my teacher Ajayanra told me, you promised the Buddha, no, not me. Understand? But don't panic. They are not people who are unreasonable. But if you really decide on the goal, then you really have to do it in front of all these people. Because teacher is a source of inspiration and blessings, understand? And guidance also. Because most of this, if you find the real right and good teacher, they can really guide you. And the blessings and the condition behind, because as your teacher, you will have the gratitude, the respect, and you have the faith, and then you pay respect. So the field of merit is immeasurable. Then there are a lot of very beautiful things that you will not understand until you cultivate. Then you see the significance of taking refuge. Understand? You know what is refuge? Because people ask you, why take refuge? Why do you take refuge?
The word refuge is just something like a shelter, a protection against, you know.
That's why the book, right? That's why most people will say it's like provide a shelter, like a sanctuary for you to, like a safe place. No. The Dhammapada is very clear. The Dhammapada say, there is no other refuge safe. I cannot quote to you the number, you can check. Three together one. Three of these Dhammapada verse together. The Buddha say, there is no refuge safe except the Triple Gem. Not even in the cave, in the mountain, or in the temple and all those things. Is it? The only refuge safe is the Triple Gem. Because it is only within the Triple Gem you can find the Four Noble Truths, the teaching. That's why you take refuge. And take refuge means what? You create affinity with the refuge, the Triple Gem. Means any time after that, when you arise in any world system, world cycle, civilization, any place, anywhere, if there is the triple gem around, either a Buddha or the Dhamma, like the Sasana, or the what they call Sangha, enlightened disciple of the Buddha, you will connect, understand, because of your affinity, understand, because of your refuge. That's why he wants you to take three times, not one time. Understand. Then when you chant, Buddhang Saranang Gacchami, means what? I take the refuge in the Buddha. Understand. Means I not only believe in him, I take refuge, you know, like you say, shelter. It's not shelter. I want to develop affinity because I take refuge, understand? That's why I follow his teaching. I follow his advice. I completely have faith in him, understand? Then similarly, you repeat, Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. That's why when I chant from my heart on. The early day also same. To the Dhamma, I go for refuge. Then when I did second time, again from the heart on. That's why you must know how to take refuge, understand? Otherwise, it's like parroting. Then people Buddhang Saranang Gacchami, I also Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Then bow, I also bow. That's why I say you do without understanding. That's why the effect is not really there. And you don't know. If you don't take refuge, I tell you, very difficult to meet up with the triple gem. First, I ask you, you are born as what? When the Buddha is around or triple gem is around, you are born non-Buddhist. Then how to meet the triple gem? Yeah, you didn't take refuge. Then sometimes non-Buddhist, someone else, you born non-human. Want to learn also very difficult. So refuge is something that you should determine. Then when you determine, because refuge in the triple gem, most of the triple gem you can find in the human realm, understand? And then your chances of rebirth in the human realm is very much higher, understand? Because of your refuge. And when you take refuge, you sure keep your precept on, understand? That's why this refuge will create more opportunity for you to take birth as human being, understand? Where your precept actually can send you to heaven, understand? Understand? Rebirth in the heavens. But because you take refuge in the triple gem, you make a commitment to have affinity with the triple gem, and then it will switch condition for you to come down when the sasana is there, understand? When there is a Buddha around, Samasambuddha around, or when there is this enlightened disciple or the Buddha that is around. So this is how refuge is very useful, very important. Otherwise the Buddha won't introduce us, understand? Like in Hokkien, you think Buddha japa bo ing. Japa bo de chi cho. Cannot be, understand? That's why the book never write, but I can feel inside, because the moment I read the refuge, I say cannot be. It's not a shelter, understand? You go for refuge, means you determine to have faith in him, understand? Then you determine to completely follow his advice, understand? To avoid all evil, to good and purify. Then you make aspiration. Ipmina, punyang, kamina. All this will lead you to the wise. That's why the triple gem will be there. And they have the truth. So if because they have the truth, your probability of enlightenment is so much higher. So that's why people come this life sometimes. They in the sasana, they become Buddhists. Then at the same time, what happened? They can follow certain tradition and certain monk, understand? But because when you take that refuge, you didn't take it sincerely, you didn't take it properly, understand? So the one that you meet, of course, Buddha not around, understand? Samasambuddha. So you need to meet the disciple, enlightened disciple, who has the Dhamma, understand? But because your commitment of the refuge is not strong, so you cannot link, understand? Then you cannot link, you cannot recognize, understand? Well, all these are Buddhist monks, understand? Understand? Then got Tibetan, got Mahayana. So which one to choose? You gullible, you look at the form, you look at the reputation, you look at how popular they are, then only you go. Then you cannot find the true one, understand? But if you have taken your refuge sincerely, you sure get the right one, understand? No need to look around. How come I didn't look around for all those? I feel them. Then I listened to them. Like Ajayandra, I didn't believe Ramananda or not. Then after that, when he came, I can feel his energy, his loving kindness, his metta. Then when I listened to his Dhamma, so different. He talked about daily life. He talked about nature. He talked about love. He talked about compassion. And he explained Four Noble Truths, very simple one. So these are the teachers that can really guide you. And he can tell me about the mind, the highest meditation. That's why the faith is there. That's why I can connect. And I can tell you, this like I never make mistake one. I mean, not to say I never make wrong thing mistake. That one before the Dhamma come, of course I kill mosquito, cockroach, everything. But what I say I never make mistake is, the teacher that I met, that I went and learned, I never make mistake. All this teacher has the Dhamma, can guide me on. So that's why when you have that refuge properly taken, when your vow and aspiration is very, very genuine and very sincere, you won't make mistake on. Understand? That's why when I come, I also funny, how come I don't go and make all those mistakes on, meet up with all those different type of teacher, then finally only come back to the right one. I don't have such problem. Okay, you better meditate. Yes.
Say in Hokkien.
Oh, Helen is take refuge. Take refuge.
Kui Yi is take refuge, yes. But Siu Go Kai is So Ujia. I don't know, Mandarin. Suvano, yeah, Suvano. You can. It's in the Hokkien tip. Okay, Sadhu. You better do your meditation. You got left with 50 minutes only. Okay.
50. 4.